What time is it? It's time to inherit the dream. To inherit the dream is not based upon our performance. It's to walk in our inheritance, the price that God has already paid for us to walk with Him. You know, we can sit here and talk about salvation, but it's a whole lot more in life than getting saved. It is about inheriting what we were created for. Inherit. I think of the scripture in Rome and in Revelation that says, "He who overcomes will inherit these things." Well, what things are they? They are this: "And I will be their God," or His God, "and He will be my son." The inheritance is that we become sons, male or female, it makes no difference. We're all called to inherit what God paid the price for, and that is for us to be sons. Again, whether we're male or female, I think too many times we spend all our efforts trying to figure out how to be whatever God, you know, to do whatever God told us to do instead of being what God created us to be. It is to be those people that carry the very presence of God. I have used this for years, that when you do what God wants you to, I don't know how many of you have ever walked on the like in an ocean right up by the where the water comes in, but if you're walking along there, you leave your footprint. Well, we as believers should leave our footprint on the earth with the presence of God. That is our inheritance, that we reveal the Father through what God has done in our life and what He's doing in our life. If you realize that the inheritance, is there a price to be paid? Sure, there's a price to be paid, but is it something that we have to pay the price for? No, it's really that He's paid the price and we inherit what that price brought, which is sonship. And understanding sonship, it's understanding that when we walk with God, we become as He is. Now, you know, and you got to get away from all that whoop-de-doo Jesus stuff and understand that what He was a man who revealed the Father. What we are to do as sons, again, male or female, is to reveal the Father. That's part of our inheritance, that we reveal. That we show, not by just our words, but the action of God in our life. The action of God is like marking the sands of the sea. They are what we do. You know, it's not, again, necessarily what we do. It's what we are. And I think that when we inherit the dream, we embrace what God has done and what God is doing. We inherit the price He's paid. And then when we mark, when it marks our life, you know, enjoying the journey, inheriting the dream, it's walking in the process that God has set before us. It's not being afraid of what that process is. When the church, when people are struck by fear, what has happened is you have departed from your inheritance. You've departed from the hope. The Bible says, "Hope deferred maketh the heart sick." Well, when you lose your inheritance, you lose hope. Hope that this journey is going to bring about something, not just as streets of gold and pearly buildings and all that kind of stuff, but that we become sons. We become like Him. We reveal who the Father is and who the Son is. The joy that sets before us is far greater than the struggle of the moment. When you look at what you're going through and you embrace the journey, I promise you that what the Father has for you is a new identity. He has an identity not as an orphan, but as a son, one that has purpose and destiny set before him, one that has a way that walks before him that he can follow in that path. God will be a light unto our feet if we allow Him to. It's, again, not what we do, but it's what we become in Him. It's what He does, not what we do.